Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
God is good. That's good. You know, it's just the truth. Truth is that God is good, and he will never be anything else other than good. Our good is God. Our good God is good. Did you catch that this morning, church? Wow. I'm a bit tongue-tied this morning. The Spirit of God is just so strong this morning. Christy, God gave me a word for you this morning. And he said this, he said that you are awakening to him and that he's going to ask you to write a book. Yeah, this novel. Maybe might be a novel. He's going to ask you to write a book and the book will be coming from darkness to light. And as he reveals himself to you in these coming days, weeks, months and years, you're going to see a new facet of God that you've never seen before. And you've because of your life experience, you've got something to tell people out of darkness into light. And I believe that that's for you this morning. Yeah. Where's Dave Kowalski? Dave Kowalski, I hate to tell you, I know you struggle with the things of the Spirit of God, but he's going to come upon you in such a way that just going to blow that out the water. I'm sorry. And what he said was, what he told me, he said, your love for music is a passion that God has. And he wants you to use that passion for music for him. Which leads me to Brett. We're going to do an album, Brett. And it'll be from these songs that you guys write. And in the next, within the next 12 months, we will have an album. And exactly what Diane said prophetically, we will carry you with us in our cars. We will carry you with us on our phones. We will carry you with us in the shops. Yeah, good. It's a prophetic word, and it's to this church. Because God has said that he's going to set a fire in this place, and it's going to go out from here, and he is going to rename the streets. And he's going to do stuff, because God is good. Yes. And that what is coming... You might be wondering, what's happening? What's God doing? There's something shifting in the Spirit. Yes, there is. And this is what it is. A revival is coming, and it is this. I am good. Yes. I am good. And we're going to see the goodness of God in such a way that we've never seen before. We're going to see miracles, signs and wonders. You're going to walk past a dead person, and they're just going to get up out of their graves. Yeah. Jesus had to call to the mountain, and he had to say, Lazarus, come out. Because if you hadn't have said Lazarus, everyone in the mountain would have got out. The same spirit that is in Christ, he walked with, is in you. God is good. God is good. Isaiah 60, I think, is my first thing. I want to talk about this just briefly this morning. It's a thing that God's been speaking to me about for a few weeks now, just about what God's about to do. God's about to do something upon the earth in such a way that it's going to just completely blow some of our theologies out the door. We think that bad things happen because God wants us to be strong. No, bad thing happens to happen because they're the devil. God is good.
Yes.
End of story. Could I have that scripture, guys? There we go. It's up the back. Oh, here we go. Now, this is the scripture that we got a couple of years ago in prayer. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Now, I want you to capture this piece of scripture for a second. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. It's true. It's true. They're walking in darkness. They think they walk in the light. They think that their decisions are righteous. but they know not that they are in darkness. They are sitting in a pit and they don't even know that they're there. But the Lord rises upon you and the glory appears over you. Next verse. Or not? Yes. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar and your daughters are carried on the arm. Next verse. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. The only reason that we've not yet seen that come to pass is because we couldn't handle it. You can't handle the truth. God is good. And he is so good that it will freak people out. Are you ready, church? Are you ready to contain a move of God where he comes in his goodness? Let's think about that for a moment. When God said to Moses, I'll show you my goodness. I will hide you in the cleft of the rock and I will walk past you and you shall see my goodness and my glory. And Moses waits for God to just walk past. He just sees the back of God. And Moses' face shone like the sun. And when he went out to the people said, whoa, cover that face. When God's goodness comes, people are afraid because he is so good. And their darkness is revealed. Their sins are uncovered. It's like everything's in the light. And that's what's coming, church. The former and the latter rains will be signified by this one statement. God is good always. My next scripture, if we could. We're going to do a lot of scripture today. I hope you're okay with that. And Hosea, is it? Hosea 3, verse 5, the next one. It's all right. You're learning. You're doing good job. Good job. After the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, they will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days. Why don't you catch that? His blessings in the last days. Something's going to happen in the last days of the blessings of God because God is good. And God cannot do anything else other than bless. And he will bless us and he will bless the church. And we need to be ready to contain his goodness. The next scripture, think Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2 verse 14. For this purpose, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. I want you to capture that for a second, church. The glory of the Lord. His glory is goodness. His glory is righteousness. His glory is holiness. His glory is goodness. He can't do anything else other than be good. He is good. Love it. It is. It might be a word from God. Woo! I'm excited. Anthony spoke last week and a fantastic message. Good morning to our Facebook friends. But, you know, man, we're excited here this morning, church. We're excited this morning. God is doing stuff. But Anthony preached last week. If you haven't seen the message, go back and have a look at it. It was a great message. But he was talking about some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold, right, out of Mark 4, verse 20. Just an amazing thing that God is doing something. And it's the goodness of God to do this stuff. We're going to see some stuff. And look, if you're looking for a title for my message this morning, it's this: The Kingdom Advances. Yes. The Kingdom Advances. As kingdom-minded new covenant believers, we believe that God is building his kingdom upon the earth. Nothing will ultimately stop it. If we fail to worship him, the rocks will cry out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Nothing can stop what Jesus has begun. Nothing. No enemy, no man, no government, no politics, no powers, no principalities, not things in heaven, not things on the earth. God is building his kingdom and it will prevail. God's not mucking around. Every knee will bow. Some out of adoration and worship, and some out of fear and trembling. I prefer the former than the latter. Thank you very much. But every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It is the truth, because God is good. Don't be concerned about the decisions that the world may make or the values they hold to be true. We are pilgrims here on planet Earth and we seek another kingdom. The kingdom of our God. We believe in, trust in, and rely upon our God to perform a complete restoration of the whole of the earth, because his glory will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. Don't be deceived, church. It doesn't matter decisions that people make, whether they think they're right. It doesn't matter whether political correctness becomes the high moral ground, which it has begun and has done. God is righteous. God is holy. God is merciful and he is good. He is good. Isaiah 11 and verse 9. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's an amazing scripture. I just love it. What's amazing, church, is that God has chosen to co-labor with you and I for this purpose. The very prayer that Jesus teaches us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We are called, church, to bring his kingdom from there to here. So that when Jesus touches the earth and his feet touch the ground, he'll go, "Hi guys, this is a bit like heaven." That's the purpose. And so that when our master arrives, and he will arrive, that we have transformed the earth to be just like the kingdom of our God. Don't be mistaken, church. He will do it because he has begun the work and he cannot turn back from it because he is good. Thank you. All of the time. God has never had a bad day in his life. God never does evil. God never puts evil on you. Sickness does not come from God. It is not done to make you strong. It is not done to build your character. There is a devil and he puts stuff on you. Put the blame where it's deserved and seek God that you would be healed. Expect it. It's going to happen. Church, God is good. And as his goodness comes, you're going to see sickness just fall off people. Illness just fall off people. The things that they're doing in their life that are making them ill, they'll stop doing. God will clean up the planet because he says that he'll come with healing in his wings. Somewhere in Isaiah it says that the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard under the inhabitants. And the planet's pretty much like that. And another place, I think in the book of Romans, it says that the very creation yearns for the revealing of the sons of God. Why is that? Because we have the power to heal, church. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us, and he has the power to restore lives. He has the power to heal the sick. He has the power to raise the dead. He has the power to make blind eyes see, deaf ears hear. God is good all the time. Galatians 5, 1 and 2. I'm just going to read this from the message. I think we've got that. But it says, Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. I'm emphatic about this. The moment any one of you submits to circumcision or any other law or any other rule-keeping system, he's talking about the Old Testament law, at the same moment Christ's hard-won gift of freedom is squandered. Just think about that for a second. God wants to bring freedom. Freedom. Freedom is the purpose of God. God wants us free from our sicknesses, free from our guilts, free from our sin. Sin is not a problem for God, by the way. God dealt with sin. He dealt with it once and for all for his sake upon the cross. Sin is a problem for us. It's our problem that we need to deal with. And we can deal with it effectively through Christ Jesus and him alone. End of story. Don't squalor in your sins. Don't say, oh, I'm a sinner, I'm this, I'm that. Stop it. Wake up. You're no longer sinners. You are Christ. You should go from glory to glory, from goodness to goodness. That is the purpose of God for your life. Does it mean that we don't walk through difficult times and difficult circumstances? Of course not. We've all been through it. We're all struggling with things in our bodies and in our minds and our bodies. But God, Jesus, has overcome the world. He says in a place, he says, don't be afraid, little flock. I've overcome the world. What a victory there is in Christ Jesus. God is good all the time. This is how Jesus saw the kingdom. Jesus knew and read the same scriptures that we have available to us. He saw the phrase used in Isaiah 11 and 9, Habakkuk 2:14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The difference between when Jesus read the scripture and when you and I read it is that he believed it. He knew. Because he came from the Father and was going to the Father, and he knew that he was standing next to God when God spoke the word. There was no doubt in his mind that this was how it would be. And it has to be the same for us, church. There can be no shadow, no turning. It doesn't matter what the world says. The darkness covers the people, but it doesn't cover you and I. We stand in the light. We stand in the light, bathed in Christ. The anointing breaks the yoke. Jesus told several parables to give us an insight into how he saw the kingdom of God would go. And in the parable of Matthew 13, 31 to 33, he tells them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field, though it is the smallest of all seed, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable, that the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. So this was the thinking of Jesus. The kingdom of God will permeate the whole of the earth. And they can fight it, they can kick, they can scream, they can say, I'm not having it, they can do as they please. God is God, he will have his way. End of story. And it wouldn't matter if they killed us all. If they said, all right, we're going to eradicate every Christian from the planet. Do you know what God would do? God would say, arise and shine. And we would arise from the dead. God would raise up the church from the dead to speak of his glory, to declare his goodness. That's what he would do. If they destroyed every Christian on the planet, we would be all raised from the dead. It would be a terrifying sight for those who had done the things, eh? That's what God would do. I want you to get it into your head. God's not mocked. Whatever a man reaps, that he sows. That he reaps. Whatever he sows, he reaps. But God is building his church. He's building his kingdom upon the planet. We've got to get it in our heads. Sickness is not from God. Death is not from God. It is a enemy like any other sickness, and God is going to deal with it. Ultimately, that will be the last enemy to be destroyed and defeated will be death. I'm looking forward to that one. God is building his kingdom, and it will be just like that mustard seed. It will grow small, then it will grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And you think to yourself, well, nothing much has happened in the last 2,000 years. I beg to differ. I do beg to differ. When was the last time you saw somebody, you know, burnt at the stake? You know, when was the last time you saw somebody crucified for heresy? When was the church is getting its act together? You know? We don't see those things anymore. People are becoming more entwined with the things of God. And we're going to see that more as the day approaches. Church, our goal is to expand the kingdom. End of story. You say, but there's only a few of us. It doesn't matter. Gideon had 300 and he took out 300,000. God is not intimidated by the numbers. He's not intimidated by your lack or your thinking of your lack. And he's not intimidated by the numbers against us. He wasn't intimidated by the crowd of 4,000. And he wasn't intimidated by the little boy's lunch to feed them with. Because in the kingdom of God, what you have is enough. What you have is enough. And what did he say to Gideon? Go in the strength that you have. Why? Because that's enough. You know, a teaspoon of the Spirit of God inside of Anthony Welch is more powerful than any enemy in the whole of the continent, of the planet, on any continent of the planet. A teaspoon in Vic of the Spirit of God is enough to change a whole planet. It's what is in you. It's how we abide in God and Him in us. We're here to make a change for the kingdom. And you are going to see churches joining together. You're going to start seeing the kingdom put away its squabbling. It's like sibling rivalry. You know, I'm better than you and you're better than me. Rubbish. Throw it out the door. I love all my brothers and sisters in many different places. In Matthew 10, verse 7 to 8, Jesus tells us what to preach and then how to move the kingdom forward. This is your message. So if you want a preaching message, here it is. The kingdom of heaven has come near. That's it. That's it. You want something to preach? Preach that. What should I say? Say that. But shouldn't I say lots and lots of words? No, say that. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Facebook friends, the kingdom of heaven has come near this morning. And then do this. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those that who have leprosy, drive out demons, freely you have received, freely give. Pastor, what should I do with my life? Well, you should heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with leprosy, drive out demons, freely you've received, freely give. What should I do with my life? Well, you should do this. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, freely you've been given, freely give. Well, what should I do for a job, Pastor? Or pick something, whatever you like. But then, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. That's it. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. End of story. And I want to tell you something. When you start walking down the street and devils start screaming at you, oh, good, we've finally got it. Yes. Walk into a house and the devils that are in it start to shake the walls. Mate, you'll know. The disciples came back to Jesus and they said, they were amazed. They said, even the devils, we have authority over devils. Jesus ignores them. He said, don't be concerned about that. Be concerned that you're written in the book of life. Why did he do that? He did that because that should be normal Christianity. When you go past somebody who's oppressed of the enemy, that enemy should say to you, get away from me. No, you get out of them now. So we're in a spiritual battle, church. We call the things from the unseen realm into the seen. Just quickly turn with me to Hebrews 11 and verse 1, if you would. Sorry, I haven't got that in the list. I'm going off script now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The scientific community are trying to come to terms with why is there this amount of matter in the universe? Where is everything? So their best theory is that we have a multiverse because everything happens everywhere, really. We're just one of those permeations. Okay? Anyone know anything about the multiverse theory? Okay. I sort of chuckle to myself. I think, yep. Probably not. The reason we don't see everything is because the rest of it's invisible. Because the Bible tells me that. We are living in the little back block of kingdom of God that God has placed just over there, just out past the chairs and around the back somewhere. The rest of the known universe is the kingdom of God. That's the truth. But it's in the unseen realm. I want you to capture that for a second, church. That means that you can speak to the unseen and make it seem. See, the spiritual things work in the unseen realm. We should have discernment to be able to see those things and speak the word of God to them. Yeah? Because after all, we're called to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Call those things that are not as though they are. God is good, and he is good all the time, and he will. He is. But when his goodness comes, we need to be ready to contain it. Not that we can contain it. I don't mean like as if we're containing it, holding it in the walls. It's not what I mean. What I mean is that we don't freak out when it comes. That we don't get all concerned because the dead are being raised. The sick are being healed. The devils are being driven out. People with sicknesses are walking in the door and they're throwing away their crutches, getting out of their wheelchairs as they walk through the door. People who will watch us on Facebook will be healed and restored by the power of God. That's what's going to happen because God is good. He must do it because it's in his word and he cannot go back against his word. Oof. We need to start thinking differently, church. We need to throw out some of those old theologies about, you know, well, we are suffering because it makes you strong and all that stuff. You know what? God makes good out of the things that bad that happen to us. It's not that God makes the bad things happen. It's not true. God is good all the time, and he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that we are to start a fire, a brush fire on the Central Coast. And it will not start through words alone. It will start as a demonstration of the power of God. I expect to hear you come in each week saying, Pastor, we raised the dead. We healed the sick. We casted out demons. Normal Christianity. The whole of the Central Coast will have every demon driven out of it. They will have no place left to lay their head. Every person oppressed of the enemy will be freed on the Central Coast of New South Wales. And then it will go out into the nation. And from this nation, the great Southland of the Holy Spirit, we will see an outpouring of God's goodness like we have never seen before. Absolutely. Isaiah 64, 1 to 4. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire twigs ablaze and cause waters to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, nor ear has perceived, nor eye has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Man, isn't that a good scripture? You know, and you wonder sometimes we're in the prayer room and we say, Lord, open the windows of heaven. Rend the heavens. Open the heavens. Why do we say that? Because it's written in the word of God. Pray the prayer. Lord, rend the heavens over the Central Coast and over Australia, that you would come down, that your spirit would be manifest in every church and all of your people, that there would be power and evident power, no longer speaking words, but a demonstration of the power of the glory of God, the goodness of God to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead. Freely you have been given, freely give. Let's just pray this morning. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you are advancing your kingdom. That the kingdom will never be ceased or stopped or hindered. That you will do exactly that which you have called your word to say and to do. Enable us to carry your presence. Enable us to see and to feel and to carry your glory. That the sick would be healed. That the dead would raise. That the lepers would be cleansed. That demons would be driven out. Because we have received freely and we give our whole heart to you, Lord God, to see this community changed, this suburb changed, this region changed, the whole of the nation changed, that it would come to pass, the word that is written, every knee shall bow and confess that you are Lord. If you've got any sickness in your body this morning, I want you to come forward. I want to pray for you this morning. If you're out in Facebook land, and put your hand on the monitor. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, where there is oppression from the devil, we curse that thing. We tell it to leave now in the name of Jesus. And we declare wholeness and healness over minds, over spirit, over body. We declare now the word of God to heal the people out there who've got one foot shorter than another. Those who have withered arms, we declare your arm would be whole and healed. We declare those that are blind would see in the name of Jesus. We declare those that are deaf would hear. If you have any skin irritation or problem, a leprosy type thing, any skin illness, that you would be healed now in Jesus' name. That you would have skin like baby skin, fresh and new. Those with back illnesses, you would be restored in the name of Jesus. We declare every work of the devil to be null and void. They would fall off you in the name of Jesus. That you would see the power of God evident as the word has been spoken. Receive it this morning. You too, church. If you've got sickness in your body, you right now, you receive it. You receive it now. You take it in, whether it's spiritual, physical, emotional, it doesn't matter what it is. You can receive the Spirit of God right now, His very glory, His goodness, to heal right now in the name of Jesus. We declare it right now. Your arm is not too short that you cannot heal, Father God. We declare your healing over this nation in the name of Jesus. We declare your word over the nation. Lord God, regardless of decisions made or not made, Father God, we declare, Father, your word would go across the nation. We are not afraid, Lord God, to be called sons and daughters of the living God. We stand for the righteousness that is of God. We stand for your holiness, Lord God. We declare your righteousness over the whole of Australia. Australia. That's Australia without the L. Oh, God is good. God is good. We thank you, Lord God, that you would fill every chair in this place. That there would only be standing room alone in this house. That every house in this region, there would be standing room only. Because the Spirit of God is rent, it comes down. And it fills the whole of this region. every devil is cast out, Lord God, and that people would come into their right thinking in the name of Jesus. That we would see salvations and not just a few. That we would see people give their hearts to Jesus. That we would see people, Lord God, coming off the street, giving their hearts to Christ. Lord God, that we would see the mercy of God poured out in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, church. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.